This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Caller 5 right now at 716-221-4WGR. That's 4947. Wins a pair of tickets to see Goo Goo Dolls at KeyBank Center Saturday, August 9th of next year, courtesy of New Day Live. Tickets go on sale this Friday, November 22nd at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Ooh, it's coming up on November 22nd. JFK. It's a Friday this year.
Yep.
That was on a Friday. 61 years it'll be. Everybody, it's said, remembers where they were when they heard that news.
Sure. I believe that.
You don't, though.
Well, I was... what year did
your story happen? Is you were not born yet? Is
yeah,
that
that's what I'm going to go with. I wasn't alive.
1963?
Yeah, no, I was...
You're not 61?
No, not yet. No, got a little ways to go.
Okay. Anyway, Dave is with us next. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. Enjoy the show as usual.
Thank you.
And, good. I called last week, and remember I told you, if the Bills knock the Chiefs out of the unbeaten ranks, unless they go to the Super Bowl, that's going to be the highlight of their season. But I still think they're going to the game. But as far as being healthy goes, yes, you want them to go into that game healthy, not having guys hurt here and there. So if they're going to kill themselves getting the number one seed and try to win out, but not going into the game healthy, then they could get knocked off. Even though they got the one seed, the first playoff game they get would be home, yes. But who knows? And a team can come in there and knock them off. Then you're going to say to yourself, what if it was killing ourselves getting the first seed if we're going to get knocked off the first game because we weren't healthy? So I think if they stay healthy and if they rest some of these guys down the road and they go into the playoffs healthy, then they get to the Super Bowl healthy and you can win the game.
Well, it's just
who they're playing.
Thanks, Dave. The thing about it is there's just not enough correlation to be able to control that. You know, you could sit players and have injuries too. You can play them and not have injuries, right? There's just not enough. You're just playing the odds. And in my opinion, and yours, Bulldog, that the odds there are worth the effort. The advantage of having the week off, which you can use to get healthy, and home
right,
field.
Right.
I would say that.
Yeah. See, this is why when I referenced this, I think, within the last half hour or so, the point about, it was when Colin called and said his brother's rooting for, like, not worried about the one seed, just be healthy. And I referenced how I said a few times last week, like, if the Chiefs beat you, it could be kind of a favor to you because you can maybe let up a little bit and not worry about. And I hated how that sounded, and that's how I feel hearing Dave spit that back at me. Some different version of it, but it's the same thing, baby. And it's like, no, it's football. You got to go play. You have to go play. Put your helmet on. Go play. Some guys are going to get hurt. Okay, that's football. I hope nobody really important gets hurt for long term, but you're always going to be guarding against that. So I just don't think you can go too far the other way to construct a perfect scenario where you can just start giving guys weeks off, taking turns or something, the last 3 weeks of the season or something. It's just not, I don't think it's not realistic. And I don't say that because I'm worried about rust or anything. I think these guys rested would be better than, you know, have to run the gauntlet, but still being healthy, I would say. But I think you got this game last week. And the one is there, and you just don't know what else is going to come here. The health of your opponents even, You just don't know. There's too much we don't know. So to me, you got to just keep going. And sure, I mean, it's easy to look at their season now and say, I'm getting Milano back. I'm going to get Coleman back. I just got Cooper back. Spencer Brown will be back. I'm getting healthy. And that's very different than, say, last year or really any other year. We also don't know what else is going to happen to who else here between now and the end. And I just think you can twist yourself up into knots trying to guard against that.
By the way, earlier you were trying to think back to these other years, and I said that they really have never had control of it. That's not correct. The Hamlin year, with a win in Cincinnati that night, they would have had control of the one going into the final game of the season.
They'd already beaten the Chiefs, yeah.
Because they'd beaten the Chiefs, and they ended up a half game behind. Remember, the league had to figure out what to do, compromise kind of. So the Chiefs were basically given the one that year. The Bills didn't make it that far. They lost to the Bengals in the playoffs, who then lost to the Chiefs. So they were that close 2 years ago.
Yep, that's right.
Let's go to Cliff next. Hi, Cliff.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, sorry about that. I think you guys have it a little bit wrong with the playoffs. I think the AFC North, I'm scared as Baltimore too. I believe Derrick Henry is our biggest fear. But I feel like all those teams are going to beat up each other. You guys keep on talking about Cincinnati. Cincinnati plays Pittsburgh twice, and they had to play Baltimore. So I could see that actually division falling back and not getting the 3 seed, but the 4 seed, and Houston being in the South could actually.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back into the third seed, and that could be the 2-3, and you don't play, you know, Pittsburgh in the first round. And you play, if Pittsburgh, Baltimore are the 4-5, they go against the 1 seed, and then we get to play the 3 seed as long as they don't lose to the 6 seed. So, I'm as just as scared as you guys with Baltimore, but I don't think they will have enough wins to challenge us for the 2. I think it's more likely that we go up to 1 than we fall down to 3, the way it looks right now.
I would agree with that. Thanks, Cliff. The Ravens are done with the Bengals.
Yeah, they played twice already. Right.
But the Steelers haven't played the Bengals or the Browns yet. And they have 5 division games left. And they have the Chiefs left. And one more. Somebody good.
Who are we talking about here?
Pittsburgh.
Hang on. Efforting, processing.
Philadelphia.
Okay, just as I got it. Yep, good job.
Boy, Philadelphia has Pittsburgh and Baltimore still. Okay.
I would agree that they're more likely to get the 1 than fall to the 3, but the rest of that, I don't know. I'm about ready to give up on the Bengals. Now maybe this is where they win a game, and you know the whole thing looks a little tighter when we reconvene on Monday after week 12 here. But if Baltimore is going to get out of my hair, I want them to catch Pittsburgh, and maybe that can still happen. I would love it if it did, because I just would much rather take my chances with anybody but Baltimore if it comes to that. But with the way their year's been, I mean, to me, they could end up being the seven. I know that sounds crazy, but it could happen. The schedule is tough. And if they don't catch Pittsburgh, they could end up down there. And that is very worrisome to me. Like, as far as, you know, sure, that you're worried about them. They finished, you know, 10-7. Why are you so worried about them? I mean, because they're Baltimore. They've got Jackson. Henry, I mean, boy, Henry, you can really get tangled up in. He's great. But much like the opener when they lost in Kansas City on a toenail with likely in the end zone at the end, and Derrick Henry was on the sidelines in a close game because they were throwing, that was the situation in Pittsburgh on Sunday. Henry, I think, touched the ball maybe two times after halftime, maybe five times after halftime. I got to look. I know I saw a tweet earlier in the week how he just was not a factor, because if they're in a situation where they feel like they got to throw it, they're going to have, you know, their other guys on the field. Hill or Mitchell's back there too now, right?
Mitchell is back. But he played a couple snaps.
Yeah, it's more Hill.
I think Mitchell's interesting.
But anyway, it just, you know, you're in a close game, but they feel like they got to throw it. Your Derrick Henry problem is solved to an extent. Like, they just don't have him out there that much.
Here are the playoff odds real quick. These teams in the middle there, like, will they make it? Chargers at -1200. So they've been a favorite all year, and now they're a pretty big favorite, 7-3. Then you have, like, they're the five right now, actually. I didn't even bother with the Ravens. Denver is -105, so Denver's like a coin flip. They're the seven right now. Indianapolis is eight, +155. It's interesting. Miami's next, actually. Miami is nine, and they're +310. I have a piece of that.
Okay.
Cincinnati at +450. If you think they're going to, they need to win six out of seven, probably.
Yeah.
Or it's actually all six. They've already played 11 games. So they might need to finish on a six game winning streak. Maybe 5-1, but that's 9-8, and that's not great. Then you have the Jets, of course, at +3,000. Which I also have a piece of.
Of course.
And I have the Browns, and I can't even look at the Browns number after last week. I'm gonna, since I brought it up, +15,000. The Browns, they're 2-8. They weren't supposed to lose to the Saints by a lot. That was not what I was thinking.
No, it was not.
They were not supposed to give up three rushing touchdowns and eight receptions to Taysom Hill. They were not. They should have planned for that.
Right.
They should have tried to stop him. Taysom Hill, no game in NFL history has ever been like it. No single game performance has ever been like it. Seven for 100-some rushing yards and three touchdowns, eight receptions, and he threw a pick. Nobody's ever done that combination of things in NFL history.
Right.
100 yards rushing, three rushing touchdowns, I think eight catches. I think that's the number, and he threw a pick. There's only one Taysom Hill. All right. Thanks for your phone calls. 803-0550. We'll try to get a couple more in after a break. Paul Hamilton at 6 on the Sabres tonight. This is Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.